1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. But it's Thursday.
Good morning.
Trish Clark's with me. Good morning, Trish. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's 7:06 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob's here with his latest version of Hawaiian shirts.
Well, you know, we have Hump Day Wednesday, and we have, thank goodness it's Friday, but Thursday, the only thing that comes to mind is something I can't say on the air.
Okay.
All right. Well, whatever that means.
Okay. But I mean, as far as there's no catchy phrase for Thursday. Thursday's the thing that you have to put up with on your way to Friday.
Oh,
although
okay.
This week is an exception because tomorrow being an Independence Day.
Independence Day. And in fact, I want you to find the John Wayne Republic soliloquy in there. I'm sure you can find it. But let's first go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy. Hello, Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 76 points this morning at 17,052. S&P 500 is up 5 at 1,979, and the NASDAQ is up 15 at 44.72. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 30 cents at $16.15, and Rite Aid Corporation up 41 cents at $7.58. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 21 cents at 23.74, and North Valley Bank is up 24 cents at 22.31. In the bond market, we find lowered prices, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield up to 3.49%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 59 cents at $103.89. Gold is down $12.40 at $1,318.50, and silver is down 18 cents at $21.12. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 708-808-908 right here. Talking to Kathy and Steve and Susan and Cameron and Chris and Josh, will take you to the Nirvana of Financial Freedom, or could do that. They're keeping their fingers on the pulse of everything. Here's the stock market over 17,000 when all the other things are going on. There was good economic numbers as far as jobs. There was good. Well, it was positive. And so is the economy turning around? Is it even starting to maybe kind of jumpstart? I'm not sure. But you need people that are going to cover. They're covering that, and they're watching that. And that's Wells Fargo Advisors, 243-7561. And their offices are on Park Marina Drive.
75 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 101 today, 99 on Independence Day, 4th of July. Ooh, over the weekend, it's sneaking up, 101 on Sunday, 105. Ooh, get out the sunscreen on Monday, 109. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends, our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. You can reach them at 365-3793.
Okay. You know, they have new technology for Sleep Number. They have the Sleep IQ. I know that you have a Sleep Number bed.
I do.
And your Sleep Number setting?
55.
I'm up to 40 now. I'm working my way up to where you are to be tough. But the new Sleep IQ technology is something that they put onto the pump on the bed. You know, that adjusts the dual air technology. And it tells you how you sleep at night. I mean, it will send information to you via your computer or an app that says, you know, maybe you want to adjust to this number, so that you can sleep better. I mean, you don't have to wear anything. You don't have to do anything except sleep. and it's going and to, it's going to kind of wash
so
it.
And you do that so well on a Sleep Number bed.
You do that. But you can find out more about this technology. And the other technology they have were something that rests on your mattress that can either cool you or heat you. It's a covering for the mattress that also works.
And I have to check
works.
That out.
You know what, that.
I have to go check
that. Yeah, and all of it comes from Sleep Number, the number one mattress rated by Consumer Reports, made in America, guaranteed. You can't ask much
great
more than that. It is. So Sleep Number, the Sleep Number store is in the Target Shopping Center out there behind the McDonald's, in that McDonald's area over there. But go in and see Brian or Janice and ask them about Sleep Number, the dual air technology, and the Sleep IQ. Sleep Number. All right. Speaking of Target, I mean, a big thing about Target, Target goes gun free. Well,
Target's big gun free.
It's not, they don't go gun free. They are asking customers not to bring guns into Target. But I, you know what? The fact is they're not forbidding people to bring guns into Target because the law says you can carry guns into businesses unless they specifically forbid them, and they have not done that. See, you know, so you're talking about like concealed carry.
Right.
They're talking about people walking in with long guns or rifle or pistols on their hip and all
that.
Well,
that's pretty much frowned on in most areas anyway, because unless you're making some kind of a specific statement, people just generally don't walk around with a long gun in their hand.
Not usually.
I mean, that isn't...
I don't see it.
I mean, I don't run into a lot of people on the street walking around with a...
Well, you're an Anderson. Have you been up to Hayfork lately? No. Okay. Just kidding. Did we find that piece there, Bad Bomb?
We have up from our handy-dandy YouTube, a 58-second version of the John Wayne Republic speech, which I believe is the one you're looking for.
Well, let's hear it.
Let's listen to that.
Republic. I like the sound of the word. It means people can live free, talk free. Go or come, buy or sell, be drunk or sober, however they choose. Some words give you a feeling. Republic is one of those words that makes me tighten the throat. Same tightness a man gets when his baby takes his first step. His first baby shaves, makes his first sound like a man. Some words can give you a feeling that make your heart warm. Republic is one of those words.
You know, that, that you know, came, I think there's probably more to it, but that came out of the that movie, The Alamo.
Yes.
And the reason we're playing today is tomorrow is Independence Day, and we're going to be doing one of our previously recorded Independence Day shows. And because I want to give as many people some independence tomorrow as possible.
Day off. That's nice.
You know, a little bit of that. And then, of course, we're having baseball. And I'm giving away tickets to the baseball game today. And we're going to give away a bunch of tickets to baseball. And you don't have to use them tomorrow, though you should. Because tomorrow on the 4th of July, it's baseball, hot dogs,
apple pie, motherhood, and John Wayne.
And 4th of July fireworks, because you can stay after the game and watch the fireworks from, the Liberty Celebration from Turtle Bay, right? I mean, you know, from the Civic Auditorium right there at Tiger Field. So you can do it all from right there, and I can get you free tickets to come in there so you can see this game. And we'll give this away. In fact, anybody that wants two free tickets right now, and this game, it doesn't have to be just for the 4th of July game. It can be for any game during the season. Just give us a call at 605-4567. Yeah, we'll get the early bird today. We'll have some more, but 605-4567, and you get a set of tickets to the Colt 45s game. You know, you can use them today. You can use them tomorrow. You can use them Saturday.
You to do that.
Yeah, we encourage you to use them tomorrow, but you can use them anytime during the season. I'm here with Trish Clark, and we're going to have a lot of things. We have Doug LaMalfa will be on today, Congressman LaMalfa. Ted Leidy's going to come in and talk about security in your home and your cars and all this because. You know, every time,
it's
you know,
crazy
well,
out there.
The headlines on the record searchlight, Reading area, sixth highest in auto thefts. And
people are lifting cars all over the place.
You know, they're taking them out of people's garages.
They are
closed, locked Well, the closed garages, but you know, with you have a garage door opener and they're coming in through the side or something. Anyway, we're going to talk about all that today. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today or less.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KC. CNR.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, July 3rd, the day before Independence Day. 7:18 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR, 1460. Ooh, it's hot.
Gonna get hot.
You know what?
Been getting hot.
Feel healthy today?
I feel great today.
That's right. Cause you know why? Cause you went to Orchard Nutrition because they are the nutrition experts. It's your center for a healthy lifestyle, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, in-store deli, classes on health and diet and the right foods, nutritionists on the staff, supplements and natural foods, organic foods and raw foods. There is no better place to find out how to live healthy than Orchard Nutrition. Again, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. If you're hungry, go into the deli. Deli's got great food. Give them a call, 244-9141, Orchard Nutrition.
Let's all go. That healthy stuff you're looking
hey,
for.
Hey, something, there's going to be a world record attempt made today. Or, I'm sorry, tomorrow. Dave Everson is on the phone. Dave, good morning.
Morning,
good
Dave.
Good morning.
So what's going to happen on Independence Day?
Well, we have the world's largest flag that's ever been flown by aircraft here in Reading. We flew it for Flag Day, just June 14th. We're going to make another public flying tomorrow around the Civic Center at 7 o'clock for the National Anthem.
Wow. So it's going to be, you're going to be taken off from where?
Taken off from the Reading Municipal Airport, where we'll also be taking donations for the Northern California Veterans Museum to watch the launch at Air Shasta. The launch will be about 10 till 7, 6:50. It's an amazing flag. It's over 82 feet tall, over 162 feet long. It's a world record breaking. It'll be in a Guinness record book in a week or so or two. And it'll be flying behind a Robinson helicopter. We're going to fly it over to I-5 and then to the Civic Center area. We'll be circling it during the national anthem, and people will be able to see this huge flag.
Hey, Dave, how much does this flag weigh?
It weighs about 300 pounds.
Oh, okay. I thought, you know what? For some reason, I thought it'd be heavier than that. But
well,
that's still pretty big.
Yeah, it pulls as if it's heavier than that because of the size of it. There's a lot of wind friction.
Well, so that's what I would imagine. So it's one thing is to lift it up, but once it gets up in the air, the coverage of it. Just the square footage must generate a lot of drag.
It does. It's between 13,000 and 14,000 square feet.
Oh.
And so the helicopter actually has to have quite a nose down attitude while it's pulling the flag forward.
Wow. Okay. Now, so you're going to launch it from the Reading Airfield tomorrow from the
Reading Municipal Airfield.
Well, from the jet park there.
It's from Air Shasta.
Air Shasta.
Reading Municipal Airport.
Yeah, Reading Municipal Airport at Air Shasta. It's going to lift up about 10 till 7, so you can go out there and watch that and also donate to the Veterans Museum, but just to watch it get off the ground. And then everybody that's over there for tomorrow for the 10,000 shots in the air for the Freedom Celebration at the Civic Center, their Civic Auditorium, are going to be able to see it fly around during the playing of the National Anthem.
And we also have a little contest going for those donating $20 or more to the Veterans Construction, the Veterans Museum. They'll have a chance to win a helicopter ride in the helicopter towing the world's largest flag. And the highest donation also gets another ride. So we're giving free rides in that helicopter. Of course, now towing the flag.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Now we're getting pretty heavy, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, even if I won, Dave, I wouldn't ride that day. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that would be quite a feat for me to pull the flag and take passengers. But it's a very, very beautiful tour. Of the Sundial Bridge is one of our most popular ones.
Yeah.
And so every day we fly it, we're going to be giving away free rides in that helicopter for those donating.
That's great, Dave.
And they have they'll be able to help support the Northern California Veterans Museum, which is going to be constructed out at the airport on the south end.
Okay. Hey, Dave, we need to get you on someday and talk about helicopters flying in this area, too.
I'm sorry, say again?
We're going to get you on one day and talk about flying and helicopters and what it's like to bring something, to fly something around that's 13,000 square feet.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, it's kind of like writing a book on something different because I've towed banners before, but nothing this big before.
Okay. All right. And all this is going to happen tomorrow, starting out at the Shasta Air Service there.
Air Shasta.
I'm sorry.
On Flight Avenue. Reading Municipal Airport.
Get out there about 6:30 and watch him get ready for this as it launches and it flies over for Freedom Festival, Civic Auditorium, around 7 o'clock. When you're out there listening to the national anthem, and then here comes this giant flag over. Sounds great, Dave. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in and letting our listeners know.
Hi. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Exciting stuff.
It is. Speaking of exciting stuff, Dolores Lucero's trial. They dropped charges, some of the charges, yeah. But the prosecution rested after one day.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying, and what it looks like is you've got two women on there that says, I signed this document. I didn't read it. I just listened to her. Is this really what they're bringing her up on charges for?
Well,
there's got to be more than this. No, there's got to be more than this.
Doesn't look like anything's going to stick.
She lied to me. She lied to me. Excuse me, then why aren't we bringing Obama up on charges? What about Clinton? What about all those people? Obama lies all the time. You can keep your doctor and your health care plan. You can keep all that stuff. That was a huge lie, and he knew about it. And Pelosi knew about it, and Feinstein knew about it, and Boxer knew these were lies. And you're bringing up in a trial when we don't have money somebody that said, "I didn't read it." I believed her when she said it was this. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Is there something I'm missing here?
Oh,
somebody that's following this, call me and say, "Carl, you idiot! You of course missed this." What did I miss?
I'm not sure, except that it's gone on so long that certainly the umph is gone from the whole issue to begin with. But, you know, she's had opportunities to get out of this, and she won't go away.
I'm going to read the front page.
I wish I had video feed.
She wants her day in court. She's been given every opportunity to put this behind her. She wants her day in court.
Maybe because she knows that this is going to go, the jury's going to look at this and go, flush. You know? Okay, you know what they were offering her? They offered her plead guilty. That's what it is. Plead guilty, because we're really good at plea bargaining in Shasta County. 93%
of
the... Well, no, it's 93, 94. I mean, no, Carlton will tell you this. 90% plus of their cases are plea bargained.
Right.
Hey, plea bargain. You know, Dolores. Plea bargain. No, I'm not going to plea bargain. I want it to go to trial. So here we go to trial, and they're dropping charges the day of the trial. And instead, we're spending time on that when David Mantell left his keys... Okay, right there, David. We need to talk to you about this. In his F-250 in the Mission Plaza parking lot, he didn't expect a woman to climb in, claim it was hers, and try to drive off. Excuse me, David.
You don't leave your keys
in
your car.
As soon as you left your keys in the car. Okay, mistake number one. But after you called 911, something that didn't happen. It took the cops 2 hours to get there.
Well, of course it did. It's just a car.
Just a car, and he had the person there.
Yeah.
So, you know, but this is, you know, see, when I see this, you know, it's, you know, I'm just going by what I read in the paper.
Oh, and that's a big mistake, I can say right off the top.
That could be.
Yeah. Part of that is that'll make you crazy if you go and start believing what you're reading in the paper or what you're hearing on the news.
Well, unless you live your life that way. Unless you hear it here.
Well, okay.
Unless you hear
it
here.
But this is not the news.
But this is opinion, but it's opinion based on, in many cases, fact and research.
Well, exactly.
On this one, in the Lucero trial, it's based on nothing.
But the people that are living their life based on, they read it in the paper and they heard it
dangerous.
On the news.
Dangerous,
and that's
dangerous.
Real dangerous stuff.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Because it's just all whatever they come up with for the talking line for the morning, if you're listening to national news. And as far as anybody that's in office and giving us information now, the bulk of them, they just say whatever feels good at the moment, and that's right down to the local level. They'll say whatever they want you to hear at that moment, and then they'll move on and do something else.
And we don't hold any of them accountable.
But
there's no way of holding them accountable, because when you go up to hold them accountable, they don't even talk about it.
They refuse to talk, or
they don't call you back, or they refuse to come on.
Yeah.
So it's like,
but we can't blame it all on them, because we, the people who heard them lie, say during a public forum or during an election process, and we hear them tell a lie, and then they turn around and they do something entirely different, we don't even go to them and challenge them on that. Why did you lie to me during the election? And we don't do that at the local level. We don't do it all the way up. Nobody holds them accountable. We're too disengaged and too uninvolved.
Okay. I agree with all those. Bob?
Just got a call from Dave, who we had on the air a few minutes ago. He said, if you want to support this giant, this gigantic flag, and more importantly, support the Northern California Veterans History Museum, you can go to airshasta.com/flag and make a donation through PayPal.
All right, now, somebody asked me a question. Are you sure it is at p.m.? I'm thinking it's going to be part of the festivities in the evening.
Yeah, 7 p.m.
It is. It's 7 p.m.
Post-meridian.
Yeah, on the helicopter. Yeah. Oh, no, no. It's going to be at 7 p.m. I'm sorry, I wasn't clear. It's for the Freedom Festival.
Yes, it's for the Pledge of Allegiance.
That's tomorrow.
7 o'clock tomorrow
that's
night.
Tomorrow night it starts at 7, and then they have the now tonight you have Anderson Explodes.
Exactly, and let's not forget that. That's an excellent show down at the Anderson Fairgrounds. The huge, great show, barbecue. An opportunity to go down and just enjoy yourself. The FFA is doing a big barbecue down there. Great time down in Anderson at the Anderson District Fairgrounds.
So I'm pointing at that clock for a reason.
I see that's the reason. You're going to take a break right now. We're gone.
Yeah.
Mary's Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July. Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
And we're celebrating 4th of July a little early.
Independence Day.
Independence Day.
I'm not even saying 4th of July anymore. I'm saying Independence Day because that's what it is when we fought for our independence and took it
and
from the tyrants
great
of England.
Republic.
And formed a republic, not a democracy, my
and
friend.
And we just can't say that often enough. We just don't know that our form of government is so unique and so perfect because it's a republic, not because it's a democracy.
And one of the reasons is because we have a freedom of speech. And one of the things under our First Amendment is our ability to talk about things that interest us, things that we believe are true. And one of the things that is also true is that if we weren't brought to you by people like Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, we would not be able to call out the clarion call for all a true, true Americans, whether you are a Democrat or Republican, whether you are an independent, whether you are a libertarian, a greenie or a brownie. I don't care. If you love America, that's what counts. And Four Winds Jewelry loves America. Four Winds Jewelry wants to keep the American airwaves open. He's one of our sponsors. Leonard is an American. I'm not even going to talk about what he sells because he sells just great stuff. You've listened to me all the time about him. Leonard believes in America. He believes in what makes America great.
Capitalism.
Here's a man that is and he and I are diametrically opposed on many issues, but he loves America, and that's what I love about Leonard. He loves America, and he believes in what America stands for. Leonard, down there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Go on down there. It's good.
So I was glad to see that Sierra Pacific is finally going to have to stop spending money on appeals, and they're actually going to build the cogeneration plant. They've broken ground. Moving forward, finally got to the end of the line on all of those darn appeals.
Well, you know what? I asked Mark Bullock when he was in here that day, how long does it take you from the time you're going to, you want to cut a tree? He said it's like 2 years.
Yeah.
From the time we're going to, on their own property, they're going to cut a tree. On their own property.
And, interesting thing, because, before you can cut any wood any place now, you have to hoot. You have to hoot your property. And you have to hoot it for 2 seasons. And before you can go, and so you go out, and you know what it costs to hoot your property?
I don't know. It cost me $8.95 for wings last time I was hooting. Oh, no. You said hoot. Oh, not Hooters.
No, not Hooters. Okay, I'm sorry.
I've got that mixed up.
You have to go out and you have to go and make sure that there's no spotted owls. And you pay people. And it costs like $1,800 to have your property hooted.
Bad Bob. I have found a job for us on the weekends.
There you go.
We can go out and hoot.
And you even have to do that if you have private property. Let's say you got 20 acres and you want to cut your timber. In order for you to do that, you have to go and you have to hoot your... And you have to do it 2 seasons, 2 months. So it takes you 2 years to do this process before you can get in there and start the process.
But here's the problem.
Yes.
Is that you talk about hooting, but because the barn owls are in the area now, which are very good predators and much bigger than the spotted owls, that spotted owls will not hoot now if there's a barn owl anywhere in the area because
there
then the barn owl turns and will go after them.
So
you won't hear. You will not hear hooting from the spotted owls.
Oh, well, there you go. Then you can go ahead and cut.
Then you go, hey, I hooted.
And not so
you've
no
got
to
hoot. You've got to make it sound like a – like. You've got to maybe put silhouettes of barn owls hanging in the trees or something. I don't know.
Well, there you go. And that might be a thought process to go through if you just get some silhouettes of barn owls, hang them in the trees. The little spotted owl won't hoot. You can go ahead and catch your trees.
Right.
Now, I hear owls at night. I assume there's people who are experts that can listen to an owl and say, this is a spotted owl, this is a barn owl, this is...
No, they all sound different. They all sound different.
Oh, they sound different. Yeah, and there are experts. And this,
okay.
I'm
when
not,
you listen to Diana Ross and Supremes, couldn't you tell the difference between her and her backup singers?
I assume so.
Well, that's okay.
All right. And speaking of Diana Ross and the Supremes and her backup singers, here's Ted Lighty. Hey, Ted, good morning. Welcome aboard here.
Free Association.
Thanks for rolling in here.
Good morning. How's everyone doing today?
We didn't wake you up, did we?
No, you know me. Army, baby. 5 o'clock.
Yeah, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. 5 o'clock somewhere. Yeah, it's got to be 5 o'clock somewhere. That's what you live by. You know, there's a margarita in your hand. Man, it's noon. It's got to be 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's right.
Okay, today on the front page of the paper, Reading area's sixth highest in auto thefts. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, because you're a security guy, too. You have your security company. And the first line in the story, when he left his keys in his F-250 that somebody would come in and just take it. That's not true, is it? I mean, it's true he did that. But people are losing their cars by even when they're locked in their garages, they're losing cars.
Mm-hmm.
We know two people. I mean, I know two people in my circle that have lost cars. I know people that have had their cars broken into.
Besides us. Get out of your driveway and you forgot something and you run back into the house to go get it.
Don't do that.
Because when you come back, your car won't be there.
That's right, especially if it's running.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the thing. This guy in the first line of this story is a pretty good friend of mine. I've known him for a long time. And he is squared away. And who hasn't left their keys in their car at one time or another? Now, he didn't leave his keys in his car all day. He left him in there for just a second. But it doesn't matter. What I'm getting at here is important that we do not start blaming the victims for what's really going on. Right? Because that's distraction. That's what Obama would do. Right.
Okay. You're right.
He would blame the victim.
You're absolutely right. And the way I started off was, hey, first of all, he made a mistake by leaving his keys in a car. But okay, and you're right. Then that's like saying, oh, it's a girl's fault because she's wearing a short skirt.
Absolutely.
And she drank a pint of whiskey.
Absolutely.
It's her fault she got raped. No, it's not her fault she got raped. What she did was she put herself in a position where it was harder to fight back. And being a person that is, if you're going to take care of yourself and your property, you've got to always be on the offense.
Absolutely. So there is some responsibility there.
There is responsibility.
Having said that, however, we live in a free country. We ought to be able to park our car and walk to talk to somebody 10 feet away and not have somebody jump in it and drive away with it.
Trish, we used to be able to do that. Do you remember that?
Exactly.
I do.
Well, you know, that somebody went through our cars. A few weeks ago. The thing that bothers me is this, is we don't leave those cars open. I mean, this may have been one time out of what? Maybe one time that I can't remember any time that we actually left it open. But they found it that night. Does that mean every night they come in there and they check it? Or was it just that one night they were just incredibly lucky? See, that's what kind of bothers me. Is this something that gets checked every night and they just happen to be open at night?
I will tell you that, you know, I have a motorhome parked in my driveway. And I know that it's checked on a regular basis. All the compartments, because if you try to open them, there's signs.
Mm-hmm.
The gas tank thing. They can only empty half a tank.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they can get out of it. And I can always tell when that happens. And I can always tell that they're trying all the compartments on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
Why don't you put a gas lock on your cat?
Well, you know, I was going to do that. Somebody said that was probably the worst thing I could do because now they have a thing, they cut the whole top of it off. So instead of just replacing the gas, I'm going to have to replace the gas tank.
It makes a little bit of sense to me. But I leave a vehicle on my pad in my driveway, it probably once a month I'll come out there and my gas cap will be laying on the ground. And half a tank or whatever's gone out of it. So
And I've determined that they can't get somehow that tank they can't drain any further than half.
Yeah, their hose isn't long enough.
Whatever. But I've beat that system. I don't leave my motorhome in my driveway. Just to let you know out there, ain't full anymore, no sense bothering.
I totally agree.
Hey, okay, so the first thing is, but the first thing is, we all have to do, and this is part of our responsibility, is be vigilant. Let's keep our cars locked. But you know, but we're at a point though, is that people are doing this, and they're doing it with just with no idea that anything's going to happen to them afterwards. Even if they get caught, what's going to happen? You know, what we need to do is find out something that says, okay, look, these guys deserve at least a sleepover. You know, keep them in jail. Put them in the drunk tank, or for at least overnight. Make them uncomfortable, at least for a day. But we can't even do that.
Well, it's a leadership. It's a solution problem. You know, Carl, when you were in the Marines, and you were faced with adversity, and you didn't have what you needed to effectively continue the mission, you figured it out. Right? You sat down and you came up with a solution. That was your business as a leader.
Somebody had to do it the first time.
You adapted and you overcame.
That's exactly right.
That's right. You adapt and overcome, and I'm not seeing that.
We just haven't come up. Our leadership has not come up with the solution yet.
The city needs to come up with it. You know what? We've got people we pay to do this. That's for sure. And they should be doing it. But if they can't, then we need to. Because there's a lot of good ideas out there that how can we find ways of locking these miserable people up that are running people's lives?
Well, it's going to be creative. You're going to have to figure something out.
Well, that's what I mean, is that's why we need to have – maybe, you know, we're laying it on, you know, so many people. But you know what? There's somebody out there with an idea that could work. Mm. The only thing we have to do is get that idea. And so somebody – like it could be Trish. It could be Bobby. It could be it could be the guy on the street. Well, you know what? This would really work. You know, this would keep me off the street if you did this.
Good call.
Maybe we ought to be talking to them. You know, they did a series a while back. There was a book put out that they interviewed a bunch of people in prison about theft – crimes, what they did. Maybe that's the people we need to talk to.
Well, maybe we got to take a break. Our guest, Ted Leidy, is here from Northern Firearms Instruction, and plus he does also has a security business there. But when we come back, I want to talk about Governor Christie vetoed a gun bill out of the state of New Jersey that had been passed with a large majority. I want to talk about that. And I think it's, frankly, his common sense approach to it was, you know, it kind of resonates. But it's starting to, that same approach he has that you're starting to hear everywhere. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Linda is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, 6 p.m.
Running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and maybe the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Hey folks, do you know where your Swap and Sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales. We just talk about everything. Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and Sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 75 degrees out there, going up to 101 today.
109 by Monday.
109 by Monday. Yeah. Hey, you know what? You probably need some help around the house for your, you know, for elderly or people maybe that need a hand. You want to keep them in their homes, not to put them into a foster home, not a foster home, but a care facility. Well, you can do that through Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. They have celebrating her 10th year in the business, and what a great business it has been, and what a great person Sharon Clark is. Check out her website at readinghomehelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350 for a free in-home consultation to see just what kind of assistance that you need in your family to keep them in their homes. It is so much better to keep your parents or maybe their children that need help. Keep them in a home instead of putting them into an institution there. Every one of her caregivers are background checked, drug screened, bonded, insured, and handpicked by Sharon. Ted Leidy is my guest today with Trish and I are here. Chris Christie vetoed a gun restriction legislation from the state of New Jersey. The law was, and had been passed, is that they were changing their magazine capacity from 15 to 10. Christie vetoes this. And what he said was, the capacity in a magazine from 15 to 10 makes no difference. What are you going to save, the 11th one? He says, you reload. What really is needed is help and putting the emphasis on mental health and getting people help. And, you know, but making just putting a restriction is just a feel good that does nothing for it. And why should we spend our money on that when we could be spending it on something else?
They need to be enforcing the laws that they have that keep guns out of hands of people who shouldn't have them. Stop concentrating on taking them away from law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, I'll give you a good example. Old James Benno, who just got arrested, who was arrested about a month ago, you know, out in Happy Valley. You know, he was found with
marijuana.
And illegal magazines and firearms. So at that point, he was a prohibited person. You're not allowed to have a Schedule I narcotic and a firearm on the same place, right, while you're committing a felony. Well, he can make bail if he wants to. He's a firearms offender who can make bail. That's a problem. That's a problem to me. If you're a firearms offender, you need to have zero tolerance. It's a responsibility that we have as a society to manage that. If you can't be trusted with a firearm, you shouldn't have a firearm. It's that simple. Obviously, you can't.
They're passing legislations now. If you have a DUI, you can have your weapons taken away from you.
No, I don't know about that.
And they're also passing legislation that it says that if the sheriff feels like you're dangerous to the community or a danger to yourself, he can take your weapons. He can take your guns. Sheriff Pasinko, Sheriff Pasinko is against this.
Well,
he says for a number of reasons.
That's a judgment call.
This is what you have in Sacramento right now, is they're trying to pass something like this. Says, well, this because, and this is because of the crazy guy down in Southern California who stabbed. Okay, let's use that word stabbed again. Stabbed his
and
three
ran
roommates.
Over.
Stabbed his three roommates, ran over somebody else, shot two people, and then shot himself. Now, his parents said, I had no idea he was in such bad shape. In fact, we reported him, and the police came to his house and talked to him. And what this is going to be is what they want to do is if a parent says, I don't trust my child, I think something's wrong, then the police now have a law that says they can go in, search the house, and take the firearms.
Mm.
That's a problem.
Yep,
that's a problem.
Because I'm not worried about Tom, and I'm not worried about Rob. But
yeah,
some people that if you don't use it, okay, somebody complains and you don't do it, then if something happens, now you're held responsible.
Well, right. And you've just got a parent that's got a beef going with their son, and they decide that they just
how about
don't
ex-wife?
Like him.
How about
an ex-wife? A
how
kid.
About a, how about a separated
that,
wife?
Too much subjective personality getting into the mix of laws there.
Yeah, that's one of the an attorney's favorite tools in his toolkit is to take out a temporary restraining order against a gun owner so that they have the firearms taken away. You know that
sure.
happens all the time.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of
in some cases, you probably should, but because they're crazy anyway. It has nothing to do with marriage. I mean, you know people out there that are – I mean, I know people out
but
there
there's
that
be a
during
proof.
A
you
certain time of their life –
have the gun
we have taken their weapon. We have taken their firearms away. You know, the family voluntarily takes their firearms away during a period of their life. You know, I mean,
there you
it
go.
Doesn't mean it doesn't come back.
Oh, not the government, just the family.
Oh, and that's a good thing.
I can dig that.
And their people come in, you know, and their friends and all say, look – you're going through a tough time, and they just will give these back to you later.
Right.
But when you start doing it with the government,
the force of law, then that's a slippery slope.
Because do you think you'll ever get them back?
Very slippery slope.
And I tell you why is because once they have them, and then this person, if for any reason, and I'm talking about that one individual, if for any reason goes out and does violence, and you've given them back. Oh yeah, I mean this whole thing is a lawyer's playground here.
Did you know that there are same subject? Did you know that there are less than 1,000 handguns for sale in California now legally on the Department of Justice approved list for sale through a dealer?
1,000 models,
less than 1,000 different make models and calibers. Yeah,
wow.
It used to be up around 2,000.
Well, and it's going to get smaller every year. Because they keep adding things to them, and as soon as they, I know that like Smith & Wesson or any of the firearms manufacturers says, as soon as they make any change, no matter how small, no matter how insignificant, like changing the screw diameter on the grip of a pistol, that's a change, which means they have to go back all the way through the whole process again. And if they are semi-automatic, they've got to come up with the.
Micro stamping,
which of course doesn't work.
If they continue on, every gun any of us have in our safe or in our arsenal or in our possession is going to eventually be illegal in the state of California.
So yeah, they're going to work on that.
Point.
So head on down to Bastiani and bye. I mean, I don't know what they say bye bye, but you know, like goodbye, but bye, because it's just a matter of time.
Just put it on your calendar to do one a month.
You can do one pistol a month so far.
One new pistol. You can do as many as you want used.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
Keep that in mind.
You mean if you buy it from another individual?
Uh huh.
Yeah, if you buy it from individuals. No.
But you still have to register.
You got to register them, right? That's what the gun dealer does. He registers them for you.
If I want to buy a gun from you, I have to take it through a dealer.
It costs $19. It costs $19 to have it registered. So.
Yeah, well, and then they have to hold it for 10 days. That's the cooling off period.
But you can't
buy a gun and go shoot somebody. You got 10 days to cool off.
But you can
plan it.
Yeah.
Let's not get mad for 10 days.
Yeah.
But you can buy several if you're doing it that way.
Yeah.
Rather than just one a month. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can give a firearm to your son or daughter. Or they can give you a firearm. And you don't even have to go through a dealer. You can register them on the DOJ website, voluntary registration for $19.
You know, we should have a discussion about one day is in an estate how guns flow to children, friends, how you can leave guns.
Yeah, that would be a very, very, very good discussion.
Oh, we'll come back again because we're kind of running out of time here.
That'd be a good discussion to get into. I know a lot of people have questions about how to do it properly.
Right.
Congressman Lamoff is going to join us after 8 o'clock. I'm not sure how long he's going to be on if you want to hang around.
All right.
And because sometimes he can only be here for like 30 minutes, 35, 40.
Is he calling from Washington, D.C.?
You know, I'm not sure where he's calling because it is the Independence Day weekend, so he may be home.
He probably
might
is
be
out,
calling
out,
from
out
his
about.
Mustang again.
Calling from
he's
his
probably
Mustang.
Calling from his Mustang, exactly.
I tell you what, he's calling from his Mustang that day, and all you could hear was...
That was great.
That was great, Carl. Said, that sounded really good.
Hey, Doug, can you pull over, you know? And, it doesn't, you know, you're in your super hog back growler there. Okay. Ted Leisworth here, and of course, Trish Clark, day before Independence Day. You know, how many times have we spent away from our country on Independence Day, Ted?
I can't even begin to think how many.
And, you know, most of the time there'd be some kind of, there'd be a small celebration, depending on where you're at. If you're in some of the forward operating bases, it wasn't a lot, but still, there was something there, you know, and everybody was proud. Or where they were and what they were doing. They didn't like where they were, but they were proud of what they did.
It's a big deal, and everybody should be remembering what we're celebrating. It's not a three-day weekend. We're celebrating our independence.
I want to wait. I'll wait for Doug LaMalfa. When he's done, we'll come back and talk about that. It's really important to me. And I love the revolution.
It's important to me, too.
It's huge.
We'll be right back. You make me want to talk, kick my heels up and talk to my head. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yay, yay, yay.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The new jobs report finds that hiring over the past 5 months has been the strongest since the tech boom of the late 1990s. Economist Hugh Johnson says, furthermore, there are job gains across the spectrum.
The evidence is very, very clear now that the economy is recovering from the first quarter slump, that it's gaining some momentum, and the gains in momentum is quite frankly across the board. It hits just about every industry group.
In each of the past 5 months, the economy has added more than 200,000 jobs. Hurricane Arthur threatening to brush a North Carolina coast tomorrow. National Hurricane Center forecaster Stacy Stewart.
We want the public to take this system very seriously and go ahead and start their preparations because time is beginning to run out.
North Carolina Emergency Management Director Mike Sprayberry says that FEMA has already sent a team to assist.
What they're doing is just letting us know that if we need anything, they're ready to step in with resources to help us out.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory telling vacationers and residents, quote, don't put your stupid hat on. He says people along the coast should evacuate. The White House says President Obama may or may not visit the southwest border next week.
Texas Governor Rick Perry has invited the president to visit the border when he travels to the state next week for political fundraisers. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the trip will include some activities other than fundraising.
And there's White House correspondent Greg Clarkson in Israel today. More fighting in the Gaza Strip. This bakery owner says the killing of an Arab in Jerusalem has soaked up tensions.
There is cameras. They shoot them by camera. They have their pictures clear when they kidnap them. They kidnap him in front of his father's store.
More than a dozen rockets struck southern Israel today, hitting two houses and causing damage. Israel responded with airstrikes. And this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Ring leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The House Ethics Committee has quietly ended a requirement that members of Congress publicly report free trips on their financial disclosure forms.
Meeting behind closed doors and without issuing a public statement, the Ethics Committee voted to stop requiring that members list details of privately sponsored travel. The action was first reported by the National Journal. The trips must still be listed with the Office of the Clerk, but they will no longer be included on the documents that watchdogs, journalists, and members of the public have access to.
That's SR News congressional correspondent Wally Hines. An Olympic distance runner and World War II veteran who survived 47 days on a raft in the Pacific after his bomber crashed and then 2 years in a Japanese prison camp has died. Louis Zamperini was 97. Word of his death came from Universal Pictures Studios. Zamperini's story was told in a best-selling book, Unbroken, and is the subject of an upcoming film by the same name to be released in December. This is SRN News. The Fed wants to know why it's taking Chrysler so long to move ahead with the Jeep SUV recall announced last year.
They're asking the company why the delay in the recall of as many as 2.5 million older Grand Cherokees and Liberties with gas tanks mounted behind the rear axles. The tanks could rupture in a rear-end collision, leak fuel, and cause fires. Last year, Chrysler resisted a recall, insisting the vehicles were safe, but it later agreed to call the vehicles back.
That's SRN's Rich Thomas. At average U.S. mortgage rates near historically low levels. Mortgage company Freddie Mac says that nationwide the average rate for a 30-year loan dipped to 4.12%, down from 4.14% last week. The average for the 15-year mortgage, which had taken a big dip the previous week, was unchanged this week at 3.22%. Rates on one-year adjustable mortgages averaged 2.38%. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, of course, at 6. So Trish Clark is here.
Good morning. I just love Thursdays.
Well, we love Thursdays, too. And we're working a deal here with Trish, and she just agreed to us for Linda and I are going to be gone for a week. So we got some surprises coming up when Linda and I are going on our cruise.
Fill those airways with good stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's 8:08 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. com. Let's start off with Kathy Lathrop Cummings, our Wells Fargo advisor, with what's happening on Wall Street. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive this morning, up 65 points at 17,041. The S&P 500 is positive 6 at 1,980, and the NASDAQ is up 16 at 4,474. Active stocks today include Bank of America, up 22 cents at $16.07, and Weyerhaeuser, up 61 cents at $33.51. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is up 36 cents at $12.83, and Pepsi is up 2 cents at $89.69. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury bond yield to 2.66%, and in the commodity markets, silver is down 10 cents at $21.20, gold down $9.30 at $1,321.60, and crude oil down 52 cents at $103.96. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908. Give them a call at 243-7561. I mean, the stock market's up over 17,000. I don't understand it. But you know what? I don't have to. Kathy does. Kathy and all the people down at Wells Fargo Advisors, they know why it's up there. And guess what? It's a good way to make money. I'm just talking to Trish. Trish goes, hey, it's paid my money. I've got my money in there. So give them a call, 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors.
78 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 101 today, 70 this evening. Mostly clear through the weekend, sunny and hot on Saturday, 101, 105 on Sunday, and 109 by next Monday. Weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, we give senior and veterans discounts, and we can reach them at 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane.
109. This is why our friends, Martin and his people from Alliance Heating and Air, is an important number. Okay, let me give you the number. You should have it written on your refrigerator. You should have it written on your hand, on the wall someplace. 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Because when your air conditioning or your cooling system goes and stops, who are you going to call? You're going to call Martin and Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, emergency service, warranties, guarantees, the whole shooting match, all from Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Please, if you're thinking of getting, haven't your system looked at, have Martin do it.
Have it looked at before it goes out, because when it's really, really hot, that's not what you want to deal with.
Because it's going to take them probably a couple of days, no matter how good they are, to probably get this thing fixed. Meanwhile, you're in there at 109. So have them look at it now if there's any question at all. All right. Hey, we're here, of course, with Trish Clark. We're waiting for the congressman to call in to us today, and he's jetting up. You know what? On time and where he's supposed to be, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman. Happy day before Independence Day.
Or day after it in one way.
Oh, the day after it. Oh, wait a minute. See, when's your birthday? Is your birthday today or yesterday?
Well, it is yesterday.
Yesterday. Happy birthday there, Congressman.
And that was Independence Day?
Well, that's when the Continental Congress actually held the vote.
Well, we were just discussing that.
We were just saying that. That's right. It was voted on the 2nd and announced on the 4th.
And ratified. The document was ratified on the 4th. So, you know, I kind of claim a little bit of that, you know.
good for you. Nice talking with you.
Very proud to do so.
Hey, you know, it looks like maybe a mini revolution is happening down in Southern California around Murrieta. You know, I know you probably didn't get a chance to listen to yesterday's show, but Linda, who is my kind of, she's apolitical in many ways, and she, but yesterday, if you could just listen to this, we're making excerpts of it to send everywhere. Linda was for calling out the National Guard. She was ready. She says, soccer moms are out there. She says, soccer dads. She says, I'm going down there to wave a flag and stop illegals coming through. She was on a rip yesterday, unlike anything we've ever heard before.
So she was there.
No, she wasn't there. But I tell you what, it's a good thing she wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
Because you know what, we'd have seen Linda's face as she throws herself on the bus, you know, to keep it from moving forward. She was really upset about this, and I think the country's upset about this.
Oh, yeah.
How are you all feeling about this?
Well, those that love freedom and by playing by the rules and our Constitution and sovereign borders and all that are very upset too. So it's unbelievable to me. I mean, I can't underline that word unbelievable enough. What is going on? That you know, we folks are coming across the border this way, and we have a White House that until maybe very recently was giving the green light to that or sending the signal to that. And so people have responded. So we have a lot of evaluating to do on the White House's policy as well, I think, as we need to take another look at our relationship with Mexico.
You know, some people are saying, talking about boycotts and all that. I don't know about how you can boycott Mexico, but I would think you should be able to cut off things like, do we send them aid or anything like that?
Well, you know, it's been done in the past where on our side of the border, we've closed the border. You know, our National Guard, our other law enforcement personnel. I've seen anecdotes about that. I can't think of them right now at this moment. But we have closed the border before when things have gone wrong. Not talking about just immigration, but complete commerce going back and forth. And that brought the nation of Mexico back to the table. So am I advocating for that today? No, but I think it should be in the mix of things that we're talking about in the near future here, because if they have a really tough sovereign southern border with Central America, that you know how they are with that, then
they shoot people down there.
Policy that respects their northern neighbor, who's been nothing but generous and a good neighbor to them for many, many decades.
So, Doug, when we talk about that sovereign border between them and South America, how are the people from South America getting to the United States if they're not coming through their border?
I can only conjecture that they must be giving them a green light here lately. I know the coyote process might be sneaking them all the way through the whole nation of Mexico there and disguising that. And, you know, you got people on the take. So there's ways to get that done. So maybe some of the same coyotes that prey upon them on our border are also doing that all the way through. I imagine there's a lot of methods they get it done. And but looking the other way, or even as part of the take, some of their officials, we've got giant problems in that relationship.
You know, we got to take a quick break here, but we have a Marine. The Mexicans have held for now months. Yet they seem to keep streaming across the border. Why can't we get this Marine back?
You got to ask, where's our State Department on that? When our president had their president on the phone here recently, and I believe our VP on the phone in a phone conversation with him, where is this question? You know, so some of my colleagues have been down there to visit with Mr. Tamarussi, in fact, recently, and you know, some of our Arizona colleagues, and. You know, they say he's doing okay and that he's being treated reasonably well, but he shouldn't be there. It should have been a 48-hour problem, okay? And it's appalling that not more action is taken. So I would ring the switchboard at the White House off the hook. So,
that's one way of doing it. Congressman, we have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Our guest, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, is with us. Trish Clark is with me, and Ted Leidy's here. He was just listening here. But Congressman, when we come back, want to talk. This immigration has just turned into such a fiasco. I want to talk about the latest polls that have come up that have rated President Obama as the worst president since World War II. And what kind of impact that's going to have in the next year. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Redding. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoat. Seth has over 20 years' experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction.
And who knows if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
America! America!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot, Linda Bott, tonight. So I'm here with Trish Clark. And here it is, the day before Independence Day, of course. The declaration was yesterday, but it was ratified tomorrow on the 4th, as we've just had our history lesson and our civics lessons from not only Congressman Doug LaMalva, but Ted Leidy, who wandered through here too. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Tobacco and Brew epitomizes the American story of being a success and working hard, and what hard work can do for you. Not only that, they honor veterans at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, whether it's coffee or ice drinks or the finest walk-in humidor in the state. All of this is at Tobacco and Brew, and Joe and Shelley proudly support this community and this country. Tobacco and Brew, where veterans are always welcome. Our guest, Congressman Doug LaMalva, and Congressman, when I left, I said, you know, we discussed it during the break, is we don't think that, frankly, the president cares about polls. You know, he's rated as the worst president since World War II, which I find that hard to, I don't find that hard to believe, but I still think Carter should have been in there someplace. What is the thing we need to worry next? The healthcare system, in our opinion, has been so, you know, harshly treated. The military's in trouble, you know, not only just on active duty, but of course the veterans, as we've seen. People have lost trust in the government. We've got an immigration crisis. The Middle East has come apart. What do we have to look forward to?
Well, first, I want to commend you during the break. I can hear your ads over the phone line here, and that you actually have ads that advertise for gun stores and gun purchases. I mean, it's just refreshing to be home.
We believe in that Second Amendment.
It's got to really, for any of the cheese-eating tofu crowd that would come visiting there, then like, oh my gosh, they're selling guns on the radio. Can you believe it? So,
we give them away. I don't know. Have we given away a gun? I don't think we have. But you know what?
We ought to give away a gun.
You know what, Congressman? Maybe we ought to do that, is have people in a raffle, and we just give away a gun over the radio. I think we can do that.
Yeah, it still takes, 7 days to go pick the thing up? But, yeah, that's...
10.
10 days, yeah.
10, whatever.
Yeah, they
change the rules all the time. You saw where Governor Christie actually vetoed a silly bill in New Jersey here, I think it was yesterday.
So. A little light of common sense, what difference does 15 or 10, what are you going to save the 11th man?
Or 10 or 7 or whatever, yeah, New York arbitrarily because they had to do something. Like, you know, I believe in the saying, don't do something, just stand there once in a while is good when you're legislating, and the opposite of
that.
So, I mean, they arbitrarily said, well, it should be instead of 10 rounds, they wetted their finger, put it there. Maybe it should be just, I don't know, 7 rounds. What is that going to do?
Yeah.
But anyway, so I think
so what do you think we have forward to look?
Your lead-in question, sorry.
Yeah, what do you think he's going to do next? Because he's got 2 more years to destroy this country.
Well, he's impervious to polling. He's impervious to another election. We all heard him say somewhere along the line before the last re-election, I think is a Russian president there. Well, wait till after the election, we'll have more flexibility. Well, this guy's more flexible than Jack LaLanne now, you know? So, everybody knows who Jack LaLanne is.
Yes, some of us still know, Doug.
You might have said, could have been, what's that guy, Gumby?
Gumby.
Yeah, Semper Gumby.
Gumby.
Semper Gumby, always flexible. So, anyway.
Jokes aside, we're seeing the result here. And it is appearing more and more like an imperial presidency. And he doesn't care about the polls because he's above that now. So it's pound the agenda through. We can beat him back in Supreme Court and other courts here recently, and those are good things. I'm always a little bit disappointed in the courts because they never or seldom really make that true strike for freedom and putting government back in its place as the founders had intended. You know, it's kind of a mixed message coming out of the courts on you know, the so-called Hobby Lobby case, which affects. I don't get the idea that somehow because you happen to land a job somewhere now that the employer is supposed to take care of your 24-hour needs with every possible thing that you can think of, and that should be listed as a benefit. The ACA should not have been declared as constitutional, whether as a tax or what have you. How you can compel people, ACA meaning the so-called Affordable Care Act, how you can compel people to force them to buy something that they may already have, or if they don't have. I mean, the whole premise was addressing the needs of people that are poor or uninsurable, you know, pre-existing conditions. This has gone so far beyond that. So, yes, the imperialism of this White House and a Congress that for 2 years, remember, the Democrats had that majority. That's when most of this bad stuff passed, was that 2008-2010 period when they held the House as well as a 60-vote majority in the U.S. Senate. They got their agenda through. Dodd-Frank, of course, the ACA, Cash for Clunkers, a lot of these other, silly notions, the Stimulus Act, which is, everything is thrown under the stimulus category for throwing money around. So we got to be vigilant, and we better get it right, not only in 2014, but in 2016. What are our limitations? We're taking the president to court. The speaker's leading on an issue to, again, he's going way beyond what is allowed in the separation of powers, and that's our remedy for right now. Congress is limited in its scope, in its one-third of the pie it has with the separation of powers on legislating. We start legislation, unlike when the president says, I'm going to start a bill. Well, no, he doesn't start bills.
But Doug, I'm going to jump in the middle because we're not getting to a good point here. Don't mean to interrupt you, but sometimes you get philosophical on us. Okay. What I wanted to talk about is the Congress does have, the House does have the specific power of impeachment. Now that the Boehner has come out and he said he's going to sue the president, can you give us some, in a nutshell, why aren't you acting? Certainly, there are more than a number of impeachable issues with this president. Why hasn't the House started that? And what do you think about the lawsuit?
The rumbling on that impeachment word is picking up more and more momentum. Now, we have to be realistic about some things, too. So the Democrats will defend this man to the bitter end, to the last, you know, hedgerow by hedgerow, outpost to outpost. It doesn't matter what he does. And so there's a political reality, there's a numbers reality of doing the math. So there would be a point in time where it would be feasible or possible that the House could possibly pass a measure like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets sent over to the Senate for conducting a trial.
Which wouldn't happen, but it happened with Clinton.
If anybody listening to the radio thinks there's 67 votes in the U.S. Senate to carry through on a conviction in an impeachment trial over in the Senate, I'd love to see the list. We have 45 Republicans in there. I don't know if even all 45 would do that, but if they did, you still have to find 22 Democrats, and the way Schumer, Reid, all these guys defend to the nth degree Obamacare and everything he's doing, there's no way that would happen. Not before 2014, and even after 2014, you would have to have a video of the president carrying out a felony before you would get any traction. So is that just me being politically careful or savvy or whatever? I think it's a reality. And so once you invoke that, then you align the entirety of the left-leaning Big East press saying the Republicans are just on a witch hunt, they're racist, whatever term you want to throw in there against this president. And then, of course, you have the whole hierarchy of the Democrat National Committee, all the members in the House, all the members in the Senate who will be crying and whining completely that we would even bring this up, let alone put it to a vote. So you have to look at what is the political cost and the cost of the divisiveness of the nation for something that will never be successful over in the Senate. Is it worth that? We're taking, and that's kind of the nuclear option anyway. We're taking the measures step by step, as we see, with the reality, hold them accountable in the court system. In that process, if he keeps violating that, then you make a stronger case for should he be prosecuted or removed in an impeachment process. You have to do it. It's slow. It's arduous. It's frustrating. People are wondering, why aren't you guys doing more? Because we're limited by the separation of powers of what we should be doing. It's either, again, the legislative process, the funding process, you know, appropriating, our ability to have legal standing in a lawsuit, and ultimately the nuclear option, as some might call it, in impeachment. But you have to play those cards one at a time in the right order, because otherwise,
it'll be shot down.
Opinion, or even more so media opinion, is very important and will be cast as just...
But it doesn't matter what the Republicans do, Doug, because you know, and we all know, that no matter what you people do, the media... The administration-controlled liberal media is not going to give you a break on anything you do.
And beyond that,
even when one of our good conservative Republican House members, congressmen, or senators come out with a strong stand, Senator Cruz has done it, Gowdy, I can go on, and the first person who starts beating them down is some other Republican saying we got to control these Tea Party conservatives.
I get both sides of that, okay? Because I agree with their words, but I also think there's an order in which you have to play your hand on it, and because we're not talking just to Tea Party Republicans or conservatives, we're talking to everybody across the fruited plain, and there's those on the left that will never agree with this, and that they're just happy as the way things they are. So what you're talking about is the people from the Tea Party across the spectrum to somewhere the independent middle. And this isn't in terms just of votes, but public opinion. They have to have the confidence we're moving in the right direction. You know, regular Mr. and Mrs. America have to feel like, you know, these guys are on the right track. And we have to be able to, at the same time, we have to be leaders on that as well. But we have to bring them along in the process. Otherwise, if the whole country's against what you're doing, you don't last very long in a position to be able to do it. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
We have to take a break, Doug, between the Doug and Trish show. I've got to pay the bills here. How much longer do we have you for? You got a couple of...
Let's go a while.
Okay. I'm sorry, what?
Let's go a while.
Okay.
Here. We're in between important days here. So.
All right. Great. So we've got you for the rest of the morning then, at least till 9. All right.
Well, until your ratings start dropping off. So.
Hey, you know what? We are so high now that we wouldn't even notice a dent. Carl Lindebaut, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by, and you're going to love this one, Bastiani Arms. That's right, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here. He's a firearms dealer of choice. He always has ammo. He has guns on sale. In fact, he's got sales going on for Independence Day. You just got to run down there and find out what he has. I think the drawing is going to be very soon for that Colt Python 357 revolver that he was raffling off. All the proceeds going to the Military Order of the Purple Heart. The Military Order of the Purple Heart right here in town, our local chapter. That's Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give them a call, 222-8222. Our guest, Trish Clark, and myself, our guest is Congressman Doug Lamoff. We'll be right back.
I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Better health means better business. Adamson's Peak Performance now offers businesses a variety of services aimed at making your employees healthier, fitter, and more productive. Our corporate wellness services include corporate membership rates, group personal training, discount personal training rates, fitness lectures and motivational talks, as well as customized corporate wellness plans. To schedule a corporate wellness consultation with Eric or to learn more, call us at 221-8006 or visit adamsonspeakperformance.com.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
When to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your
money. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460, with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the day before Independence Day. That's right, it's July 3rd. It's 78 degrees out there, going up to 104. This weekend's going to be hot, and it's going to even be hotter on Monday when it goes up to 109. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where Bob is going today to get his locks trimmed. 2463 Athens Avenue. It's right, you know, Cypress Square Shopping Center, right across from Subway, right there off Athens Avenue. Let me tell you what. Discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold, a great place to get a haircut, and it's nice and cool in there because they have air conditioning. You can sit in there and catch up on everything. And, you know, Congressman Lamoff is our guest, and he can sit in there and find out really what's happening in the world if you just go to Cypress Square Barbershop.
Catch up on the whole North State.
That's
what's
right.
Happening.
And how, you know what, Congressman, I mean, we could get a photo of you beside that sign, man's last stronghold.
Park your Mustang right out in front.
But you know what? Your Mustang would fit right in there because they could hear it go blom, blom. And then there you are.
Just because of that, I'd like to do one. I'd like to get a haircut there someday just because of that. You know, God bless the USA.
Well, you know what? They are great people in there, and you should do that, Congressman. Go in there and get your haircut.
Well, I'm about due, so I'll have to find a day in Reading that I can just go do that here. So,
yeah. And, not only that, but since they don't take appointments, you get to talk to everybody.
Just walk in. That's
yeah,
better.
That's right. Anyway, hey, Congressman, welcome back to the show. And happy birthday day after.
Thank you.
I saw what you're 29. Did I see that? I knew that had to be kind of maybe a misprint.
Well, that's just the number I use on Facebook.
Oh.
Wouldn't want the NSA tracking out what my actual birth date is, so I keep them off balance.
It's time to get back to that again. All right, Congressman, when we're, that one of the things that it's one thing after another. Are we going to be going back into Iraq?
Well, I think we're up to about 650 advisors now or so.
Something like that.
I don't see it. I don't see that happening. But we shouldn't project all of our big ideas of what we're going to do or not do all over the front page. I mean, I always
yes,
thought
think?
The idea of secrecy and of strategy is that you kind of keep those cards to your, like Kenny Rogers was saying
yeah.
as you came back from the break, no one to hold, no one to fold. Well, I think we folded a little early under this command and showed too many cards of what we do all the time. It's ridiculous. And so the mess in Iraq, now we have the caliphate there made up of portions of Iraq and Syria. I mean, what a spawning ground for all the 9/11s we'll ever want to see for the next 20 years unless somehow we find a way to get a handle on that. I'm just appalled. And, I'm glad that maybe the country's waking up in polling here to what's going on with this White House. If they think
Afghanistan was bad, what happens when Iraq becomes a caliphate and with the oil and the amount of things that are going on there? If you think it was bad before, and this ISIL makes Al-Qaeda almost look like a Sunday school.
Al-Qaeda is saying that ISIS/ISIL is a little too extreme for them. I mean, come on.
How extreme could you have to be? Well, these guys, they're crucifying people, and having their pictures up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the type of people we're going against. Congressman, we have a phone caller. Okay, Randall, good morning. You have a question for the congressman.
Yes, I do. Congressman Doug Amafa, you're my favorite congressman.
Thank you. You're kind of stuck with me in this area for a while anyway.
you wrote a letter to Homeland Security about ammunition, guns, armor personnel carriers. Did they answer your letter to your satisfaction?
We got the roundabout bureaucratic answer on that, so we moved ahead with appropriation amendments and budget measures to limit the ability for them to buy these exorbitant amounts of it, and that'll be an ongoing discussion as Congress works to try and limit their powers. I think it'll take a Republican Senate or a conservative Senate after 2014 to move really far on that, because I don't think the Social Security Administration needs MRAPs and hundreds of millions of rounds of ammunition to carry out Social Security. And that's where it's going to. Every agency wants to produce their own SWAT team and Department of Insurance or what have you. I mean, come on. These are bean counters in a lot of cases here. So if they're doing things that are so bad public relation-wise, they feel like they need a SWAT team, maybe they need to look at their own internal PR a little bit.
Doug, it's said that the way that Congress could stop some of this stuff is it because funding bills must be generated in the Congress, that you guys could unfund these things. Is that true?
Yes, it starts in the House of Representatives. And I'll go back once again. I think we've talked about this before. We did a budget last December. We actually have done a real budget, not the greatest in the world. We had some flaws in it. We talked about that on Veterans Effects here previously. But what was good about getting that document done and dragging the Senate to the table where we've been doing, before I got there, but for the last 4 years, continuing resolutions have been the order of the day, which
yes,
means the power
no budget.
Switches from the House over. You're just basically giving it to the White House and the Treasury. And we'll still have to probably do some short-term ones here and there. But that had been the ongoing pattern for 4 years. We have a real budget now, which requires, you know, a framework for the budget going forward. We've adopted the Paul Ryan plan that attempts to balance the budget within a decade. And so now we're going through the Appropriations Committee process, where every committee has to adhere to a trajectory that supports that balanced budget plan. And most of these documents have been coming in a little bit under that budget.
Good.
And so we have this process with our appropriations that have been going on for the last few months now that are fulfilling that. And so in that process, we have power. I have the power, and my colleagues, to go to the floor with an amendment to a bill, like, hey, here's something that isn't that in the big document here. I want to add this amendment. More often than not, we get that amendment passed, and that becomes part of the package. So it's supposed to be how it works, but it hasn't been. So I don't think we should get medals for it or anything, but by golly, I'm actually kind of excited that we have a real process happening that we can be accountable to and make them accountable to us as your representatives.
Okay, we have another call we're going to go to. Randy, good morning. Randy,
you're on with the congressman.
Hi.
Howdy.
Hey, hi.
Do you have a question, Randy?
Yes, I do. Trish, I'd like to ask the congressman why we haven't sealed our borders. What's it going to take? You know, we got armed guys coming in. Who knows how many Taliban and other psychos we got coming in. What's it going to take to seal the borders and stop this flow of idiots?
Well, you know, well, we have, again, the importance of the separation of powers. The House and the Senate legislate, the courts adjudicate, and the executive branch is the one that enforces the laws or is supposed to. So I hate to keep sounding like we're just putting it off on the White House, the President, Attorney General Holder, but that's the order of things. They're supposed to be enforcing the laws that we pass and that previous presidents sign. And do so. We fund the dollars from your tax dollars to carry this out with the Border Patrol, National Guard. So we need that cooperation to think this is important. And, you know, the White House has seemingly been sending a few more deportations back in recent months. But everything else they're doing actually becomes the magnet, you know, with the Dreamer Act and with the executive orders to say, you know, kids under a certain age are going to get on the benefits, and then the green light that's being sent subtly that, hey, everybody from Central America wants you to come on up here, and only recently does the president say, well, I didn't really mean that, or come out. So it's up to them in the White House to call for that. And we can do resolutions in the House, and we can send those over to the Senate demanding that, but it really comes down to once legislation is signed, the executive branch carries out that responsibility. So that's why I keep saying ring the phone off the hook at the White House switchboard. But also, the people that really need to be made nervous by this, I mean, I'm sorry, but it comes down to politics. And politicians, in many cases, are motivated by their next election. So 2014 election, there's several red state Democrats that are really worried about their jobs. They need to be talking to that Democrat White House. They need to be feeling the heat. So call Mary Landrieu in Louisiana. Call Kay Hagan in North Carolina. Call the fellow from Arkansas and the fellow from, you know, those ones that are on that target list. They can make a little trek to the White House and say, you know, Mr. President, you better do something about this because this is going to cost our election. I wish it was a bigger, better reason than that, like some patriotism or caring about our sovereign borders. But a lot of times in these cases, they're looking at their own, saving their own skin. So that's how you motivate them immediately, as well as some of the leadership in the Democrat side of the U.S. House. Mrs. Pelosi, she was down on the border. She feels so comfortable to get elected in a district in San Francisco that she could be down there, you know, welcoming and saying, these
give
are all our babies,
baskets.
We can take care of them. Why doesn't she take 20,000, 30,000 of them back to her sanctuary city of San Francisco and say, hey, well, why don't you all put them up in your hotels or your
facilities and pay for all this, right? Hey, Congressman, we got need to take another quick break here. When we come back, when we talk about immigration, a lot of people believe that Eric Cantor lost his election because of that. But I think there was more reasons than just his, you know, the immigration policy that he may have been supporting or not supporting. But also, when we get into what's going on, the final couple of minutes, I'd like to talk about an update on the VA. What you think about the new?
Ask me about our Oakland trip here, okay?
Okay, and the Oakland trip. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From chips to cracks over 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business, guarantees that the damage to your glass will not continue to grow or your money back. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by his office, 3208 South Market Street. Trish Clark and myself here with Congressman Doug Lamoff. When we come back, we're going to talk Veterans Administration and perhaps, if we have time, IRS. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, our spa was delivered today. Want to hop in?
Wait, a spa?
Yeah, they made it easy. Shasta Spas and Barbecues offer maintenance, chemicals, covers, and parts. All made in America.
I love that. Hey, do they offer veteran and senior discounts?
Yep. Now can we go in the spa?
I'm in. Oh, where'd the gazebo come from?
I was on a roll. Tomorrow we can go back and get a fire table. Shasta Spas and Barbecues, 1872 Buenaventura, just a half a mile west of Highway 273. Call 241-3100 or go online to ShastaSpasAndBarbecues.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark and Congressman Doug LaMoffa. We're not going to take it anymore. So I hope that you're signing in with us.
I met that guy at Governor Schwarzenegger before he was governor, the recall rally a couple days before that recall election. We ain't going to take it, so we keep not taking it, right, Carl?
Well, you know what? We're fighting it down here at this level, Congressman. And I just want you to know
that's
is
where
that
it really counts.
Is that at the grassroots
you
down
push
here?
Up from the grassroots.
That's
because,
it. We're fighting it.
The politicians are led by their leaders at the local level.
We are not a
saying that however it goes. We're There goes my group. I must I must leave now because I am their leader.
That's right. Okay, now, two things. The new guy that's just been appointed, he seems like maybe they used to be the CEO of Procter & Gamble. Is this maybe a good choice for it? He looks McChrystal
likes
him.
Well, let's be optimistic here. If the person can bring a successful business sense to it and apply that to how you run an operation, you know, I mean, it could be good, you know. I mean, I hate to be so dubious all the time. Anybody that's administration picks, you always have to wonder where the why and how or whatever, but let's just give them a chance. And so we hope to have a chance to meet with them as either a conference or a group or subgroup or me individually. But I also want to report here that we had a very, very good meeting in Oakland, the Oakland Regional Office, which governs so much of what Northern California veterans have to deal with in getting their benefits or even, you know, lining up what their health treatment is going to be. They had some really, really, I think, ineffective, and in my personal opinion, bad guy as a director previously.
Sure,
he retired. Understanding, prematurely. He had been around. Mm-hmm. He was going to be around longer, but I think a little pressure from Northern California kind of.
Let's hope so.
Helped move that along. So, met with the new lady. She just came in a couple of weeks ago. Her name is Juliana Bohr. She's grew up in Indiana. So there's hope right there, a good Midwestern values, but rural values. But she's really a good lady, and she didn't seem at all like a bureaucrat, but somebody that really wants to get down to it. And some of the actions I hear about peripherally is that she's already cracking the whip on how people will work and deal with things inside that office, including how they might treat a congressman who visits
on behalf of the veterans once in a while that maybe needs a little bit of respect and like that as a representative of the people. You know, so I think that's going to improve, because I did visit recently before she got there, and although some were accommodating, the stuff going on behind the scenes wasn't good. Again, I don't think it's I'm the big important deal, but what I represent is very important. And by golly, if a congressman can't go into a federal office and get answers and be treated in a way on behalf of his or her constituents, there's something really wrong with that.
They're not treating the congressman right. They're not treating the people right, that's for sure.
Well, you know, again, it's not because I'm important, but because of what I represent is important.
Well, no, but it's certainly, as I indicated, if Doug, if you go into an office and you're not treated as a representative of the people with respect, you can bet they don't have any respect for the people you're representing.
Then how trashy are they going to treat somebody who...
Exactly.
Yes, right.
PFC Schmuckatelli walks in there, guess what? They'll let him die before they do anything.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got
a story yesterday of one of my colleagues visited an HHS office and was not let into the place. So you might check on that. So it's amazing the chutzpah of these federal agencies on...
It comes from the top, Doug.
Go ahead.
Comes from the top. The message coming down from exactly. He's in charge, and that bureaucracy is running wild. We got to go to the phones real quick because we got a call from Jim, who's waiting to ask the congressman a question.
Jim, you're on.
Hi, Carl.
Hello. Do you have a question for the congressman?
Yes, I do. I was wondering, Congressman, if anybody in Congress or you are aware of the new test that the FAA has put in for air traffic controllers that basically negates any schooling that kids have gone through to become an air traffic controller.
Some of the from the Pilots Association was talking to me about this and a related issue a while back. I'm not versed enough to be able to really, get to the depth of it here on this radio call here. So I would invite you to call our Reading office on this with details, and we will. We'll check that out and what needs to be done. But it sounds like they're changing the rules on something people have already worked hard to earn, huh?
Yes, they have, quite dramatically.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's kind of scary. Jim, that's kind of scary. They're changing the rules for the FAA controllers.
Well, maybe it's more if more people can be marijuana users and also be eligible to be in that job. Who knows what these guys are.
Got to make the job fit the people available, right?
They've taken all the schooling that these kids have gone through, and they've been on waiting lists for 2 years, and then they've just taken all that and thrown it out the window and said, you got to pass this test, basically made up by some sociologist or something, that they decide whether you're worthy of being an air traffic controller or not, and it doesn't matter if you've trained for it or you've done anything
about,
more.
The kind of stuff we're hearing. Is it that sort of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I tell you what, Jim. Thanks for that phone call, because that just adds another. Okay, let's just throw another log on the fire here. Thanks for your phone call. In the last 3 minutes here, Congressman, IRS. This thing has just exploded more and more and more. People, the whole country, 75% of this country thinks that they destroyed those emails on purpose, and that and frankly, they broke the law when they were doing it because they were under investigation already.
Yeah, the dog ate my motherboard or whatever. Come on. These guys track everything else to the beginning of time, and they can't come up with this, especially the most critical ones. I mean, someone needs to be prosecuted on that. Don't think we're going to let this go, even though to the viewers out there, it looks like it's going slow and you don't hear enough. It's all working behind the scenes, and there's many, many, many of us in at least in our Republican conference that are furious about it. And I don't mean to be partisan here. It's like Republican, Democrat. People get tired of hearing that. But by golly, look at the proof here. When the Democrats on that committee are sitting there apologizing to this guy, Koskinen, who's about as arrogant and impervious to what we're talking about, or what my colleagues are talking about on the committee there, I mean, that just is the poster boy for what's wrong with a lot of the federal government, the administration, that they're not embarrassed by this guy and calling him back saying, you need to go there and give answers. And, this guy used to work for, Freddie Mac. And so,
that helps.
What?
That's a great
really
resume builder.
Supervision. By golly, we got to get it right in 2016.
They've destroyed hard drives when they were already under investigation. That is against the law. I mean, yeah. I just read a legal opinion on this, is that because, and they did it, and I hope that you all bring charges as fast as possible against Lerner and anybody else that has to do in there, and let them prove that, you know, that they did, you know, if this comes up to a trial, oh, that happened by accident. We know it didn't happen by accident. Nobody is that stupid.
Paul Ryan sat in the committee, said, "We don't believe you."
Yes,
nobody,
I hear you.
Nobody believes you. And that's true. And I think that's what,
well, and that's what we need to hear from you people.
Sorry, Trish?
That's what we need to hear from you people. You got to call them on it. We've got to get the American people back involved and behind some of you people. But you guys got to step out and ring some bells.
We're doing that. You know what we could help a little bit, too, is when we see lazy editorials coming out saying, like, well, the Dems are doing wrong, but the Republicans are just on a witch hunt trying to make political points. That's BS, okay?
It is.
Republicans are trying to get to the bottom of this. It isn't just political points for us. It's more about what's right and wrong. If it happens to score politically greater later, great. But, you know, to the point that we're trying to get the answers here and lazy editorials are saying, oh, well, they're both doing it. We need somebody third party to figure it out. Like, who's going to figure it out? If you didn't have a House majority right now held up of made up of a Republican or conservatives or patriots or whatever, none of this would be getting investigated at the IRS or with Benghazi or with anything else, because you'd have Elijah Cummings and other people like that brushing all other rugs saying it's no big deal.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But I want to just say, follow up, ring some bells, Doug. Send out those little sound bites. Making people angry, because we've got to get the people back involved.
We're more than
it's
happy
really the
to
people
play
are
that.
The horsepower behind what's going to change it, not just voting.
Well, fire us up with
making,
some stuff.
Making them feel uncomfortable with their positions back there, if for no other reason than it's just their own hide in a re-election. I would hope it would be something much better than that in an election.
Yeah. Congressman,
whatever it takes.
Congressman, we've run out of time. And
thanks
for being with us. Well,
happy,
you know what?
Happy 4th of July. God bless America.
Happy Independence Day, and you're right, sir. God bless America. Thank you so much for being with us.
You betcha.
Keep up the fight.
Will do. Bye-bye.
Okay. Whew. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Hey, you know what?
Hey.
Last thought. Okay. How much time? Got a minute? Okay. Redding Crown Motors is having a huge Independence Day sale behind almost like behind the door. Head on down there to 555 Cypress Avenue. Please go on down there, because I tell you what, you'll never be sorry. You know, American-made cars. Anyway, Trish, what'd you think?
I'm proud to be an American. Celebrate this 4th of July like it should be celebrated.
Ted Leidy, you're here, buddy.
Enjoy your day. Be safe.
Just remember that this day was this 3-day weekend, this Independence Day was bought through the lives and the blood and the sacrifice of so many men and women that went before us. And don't ever forget that they're still out there right now on the lines. They're fighting out there right now, and they're out there defending our right to have be able to have shows like this, and they have every opinion on there. God bless America.
God bless America.
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Let's hope for the best. Let's pray for the best that all Arthur clears out quickly.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory with the latest on the approaching storm that has a lot of people evacuating the Outer Banks.
Right now, Hurricane Arthur is approximately 200 miles south of Wilmington. The rain and wind effects are expected to start being felt in the Wilmington area early afternoon, with the outer bands of the storm expected to reach the Outer Banks by mid-afternoon.
And much of coastal North Carolina is under a hurricane warning. Arthur's calling card, the surf and the winds picking up at Kildevil Hills on the Outer Banks. Arthur's maximum sustained winds have been clocked at 90 miles per hour. Also at SRNnews.com, the latest employment report is a winner. The Labor Department says 288,000 jobs were added last month. The unemployment rate fell to 6.1%. That was down 0.2%.